You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Well, Milo, welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show with Milo in the background. All right. We have a very special guest tonight. Welcome back. It's been a couple years, huh?
Too many.
Welcome back again on the show. Gina Darling, a.k.a. She's a streamer. You were doing the Twitch before and the former G4 TV host. Gina Darling.
Yay! That's me. Stevie, it's been way too long.
So it's been how many years?
I don't remember. I want to say it's been more than five, like before 2020, dude.
Did I meet you doing at JK News?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start. What happened with them? Is Joe good? They're good. Shout out to Bart and Joe. Like, what are they? Because I saw something where last episode, I'm like, no, it can't be.
I don't think so. I haven't spoken to them in years.
What?
Yeah, there was like a bunch of controversy between some castmates and I kind of just backed out.
Does it have to do with dating?
No.
Oh.
No.
What about David? So.
Haven't talked to him in a while too.
Excuse me, I have the burp. I thought you guys were homies. Like, what happened?
I don't know, like company changes, and then I started doing different stuff, and some of the girls started doing different stuff. We had our own podcast, and we just kind of grew apart.
Oh, and then that was with Tiff. Did you have, was that with Tiffany?
Yeah.
And them?
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that seems so long. That,
like, so long ago.
Because I still remember it popping up on my YouTube feed and shit. Yeah. Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah.
Like, she's got, her kids are probably like in high school now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Isaac's a full-on teenage, I think 18 now?
He was always a good kid though, right?
He was always a good kid.
Yeah, smart kid.
Love that kid.
And then off camera, can I give your girl a little shout out real
quick? Yeah.
Sari?
Sari.
Sari Jane.
Mm-hmm. A.K.A. Chief Queef.
A.K.A. Chief Queef?
Yeah, Chief is Queefus.
Chief Queef.
Yeah. The Chief of the Queefs.
And then how did you guys meet?
We only met like 2 days ago. She's sitting behind the camera right now.
Yeah.
We only met
we're
going to
bring
ago.
Her in at the end.
Yeah. And so I started following her on TikTok about a year ago because I was like, who's this really funny and really hot girl? And so I started following her. And then she texted me a couple days ago saying, hey, I'm in LA. And I'm like going through some shit. I'm like, all right, come through. I'm doing a photo shoot. Do you just want to come and hang out at like 9 o'clock at night? And she's like, okay. And then so she came through and then we got drunk.
Cool. And then she's visiting though, right?
Yeah. She's from
where?
East Coast.
East Coast?
Yeah.
Where?
She's from Virginia, D.C.
Virginia, yeah. Virginia.
Virginia, D.C.
Virginia
somewhere.
Sticks. Near Virginia Tech?
Closer to D.C. Just D.C. area, yeah.
You know what? That hits a little different when Asians are from the East.
It's
and,
weird. Yeah, I've been dating an East Coast Asian.
It hits a little different.
Yeah.
Because we're used to the West Coast, but
yeah.
I think there's a probably a little difference as far as their attitude and their outlook towards life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys get along?
Yeah, 100%.
And then you mentioned, because I know this is a hot topic because... You mentioned dating, and you are going through something, or you just went through something, and
Steve.
I can't wait to hear all about it. And the platform is yours.
So let's talk about chlamydia, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Gina Darling, and I was a victim of chlamydia about a few years ago.
Here we go. Oh, thank God I offered you guys Heineken.
Yeah.
Okay, so, go ahead. Keep going.
It's kind of old news. Back in 2021, I dated another creator. He was like a small up-and-coming creator. Fucking you Hanguki Korean people, you Shecky boys. And we were dating for only a few months. And
he
then,
was a Korean boy?
Yeah.
Samana Shiki?
Yeah.
Was he a fucking K-pop pretty boy?
No, he's a fucking PK.
I don't know what that is.
Pastor's kid.
You got to write that down. What does that mean?
He's a, like, pastor's kids are...
Oh, he's a pastor's kid.
Yeah, you know what that is. You know how they are. A Korean pastor's kid?
Ooh, yeah, that's dangerous because they have biblical... They have the biblical verses to justify their actions.
Yeah.
So, continue.
This was years ago, but basically we only dated a few months and then he suddenly dumped me and said I had trust issues. And then I found out he was cheating on me with like 6 or 7 different women and gave us all chlamydia while knowing he had it. So
wait, let's slow it. Let's slow your roll. God dang, you came right out of the cannonball,
right?
Huh? Oh my God.
Yeah.
So he was I can't even say this on YouTube because of their restrictions.
Yeah.
And their TOS.
Mm-hmm.
But
you want to write it down? You want to write down the word?
Well,
or spell
it rhymes.
It? Can we spell
it rhymes with luck boy.
Yeah.
Luck.
Yeah.
Was he that?
Yeah.
Obviously he was.
Yeah. But I didn't know that. And so I found out and then like, okay, look, if I got cheated on, I don't care. But if you're out there intentionally giving, his name's Reed Choi, by the way, R-E-A-D-C-H-O-I.
Do we have to edit that out?
Oh,
or
no.
Am I going to have problems?
I did a whole expose.
Do I have to edit that out or am I going to have problems?
You're going to be fine.
Okay.
I did a whole expose. It became like
I'm sorry. Continue.
And then so when I found out there was like multiple other victims, I was like, yo, this is a like a public health issue. So I went public with it. And then 20 something other women came out.
It's like that movie with Dustin. It's like Outbreak.
Yeah.
The movie with Dustin Hoffman or Contagion.
Yeah.
With Matt Damon. Continue.
So thankfully, you know, chlamydia is curable. And then like he lied about being in the Navy. He was a veteran. He said that he was like a Navy SEAL and he hunted. You can't say that word, but grape Grapes.
Yeah, okay. That's good. That was a good alternative word there. Yeah.
And then grapes. And then them, because that was his job in the military, and then found out that was fake also.
How did you meet this fool?
We were all like TikTok creators collaborating and stuff.
And you met him through TikTok?
Yeah. With like through friends and stuff that were collaborating together. And then so I found out, and then after I posted the videos, 20 something other women came forward, and then it became a whole Google Drive of proof, like 100 something slides, and then his video confession and written confession.
Is this real? This is tea. You're just spilling some tea on the Steve Levy show, right?
Yeah. And then as of recently.
That's because, you know, I'm learning about the new words, rage baiting.
Yeah.
And this is the tea. This is the dating tea. But I have to, I have to know, this guy must look better than Steven Yeun. Handsome as a fucking stallion, right, girls?
Listen,
Right, girls?
I don't know.
I had just, you know, like, I had just gotten out of a relationship. I was lonely. It was COVID.
He needs to be, he needed to be more transparent, though, as far as that, though.
Yeah. And then so recently the new thing is like, you know, he went to like a military veterans event and lied, told everyone he was in the Navy, but it turned out like he just washed out after 2 months in boot camp.
How tall was he?
Like 5'10"?
Of course he was.
Yeah.
A tall fucking pretty boy Korean boy, huh? Mm-hmm. Continue.
Yeah. And then so it became like a huge thing because now he is a born again Christian grifter, right wing grifter.
Don't get me started. I mean, that's such a poor excuse.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not even looking at you, you know, or anyone in here. Yeah. I hate it when motherfuckers use religion as an excuse.
Yeah. Right?
Because you're human and you're flawed.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to do some dirt, pal.
Yeah.
And just come clean with it, huh?
Yeah.
Right, ladies?
Yeah.
Continue.
So, like, he's been in podcasts and shows saying about, like, his vow of celibacy and shit.
Geez, Louise.
But then, like, when we called him out again this time around a couple weeks ago, more women started messaging me.
So,
sending me screenshots.
How are you making these? So, you're, like, it's almost like a Reddit forum where you're building a community on this fool, this dude.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few creators.
Because that's fucked.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Up, because that, you know, that's your health.
Yeah.
And so I mean, could he at least use some protection?
So he has an extreme control and sex and porn addiction, so he doesn't care.
What do you mean by that? Like, how extreme?
Like, one of our mutual friends once said, like, when they were in a car with him at a stoplight, this girl was walking across the street, and he said, guys, wouldn't it be amazing to completely control her life and she can't say no? And the guys were like, oh, okay, whatever. And it turned out he was very serious about that. And recently, women messaged me about him again and sent screenshots of messages that he sent them. Like, I want you in front of me naked on all fours and I want to use you like a footstool.
Okay, let's not get too crazy. No,
like a footstool. Nothing crazy, but yeah, just like a footstool, yeah. You know? Like, it's pretty intense. And that's why he and I didn't last.
So how long were you dating him?
Probably like 4 or 5 months. 4 months?
Wow.
Yeah.
So as far as communication, he was like a slick talker.
Extreme narcissist that forms himself to what you want him to be.
Oh my God, he's a chameleon.
Yeah.
So those are the scariest and the worst.
Yeah.
Because they could slide into any social situation as well, yeah. Ladies, right? And just be like, and then charm the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
luckily, it doesn't last long because they can't keep that up for forever. So it only lasts a few months and then he has to move on to like the next group of friends and stuff.
It must be like he must have like a real bruise, like wiener dog for real.
Yeah.
Because
yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, but that's innocent to say, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because yeah. It's just like, dude, come on, man. Just wrap it up.
Yeah, dog.
You know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I know how dudes could be too, because are you allowed to say raw dog?
Yeah, I think.
Most guys like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But let me tell you guys something. If you're one of those guys, there's the thin Trojan.
Yeah.
Thin, what are they called?
Skin something.
Skin.
My boyfriend now.
You know,
that's what
sensationals.
We used. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're the sensations.
Ribbed for her pleasure. Flavored,
right?
Grape.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They're like the thin sensational.
Yeah.
So why not? Because if he did that, it'd be all good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Continue. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. So how did you air it out? Are you still airing it out? Or?
So I did, like, back in 2021, and then recently just came back up again. And then so, like, more things are coming out now, especially with the whole, like, Christian Grift thing. And then other creators are also calling him out for it.
Can you describe, because you said grifting, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the definition? What is, because I've heard more people say grift. Mm-hmm. What does that really mean?
Basically just rage baiting for money.
Oh, that's grifting.
Or like just pretending to be something you're not for money.
Wow. So is that the same as, like, e-begging?
No, that's more like getting on TikTok and begging people to donate. But more like grifting, it's more like, oh crap, I got called out, I fucked up, I'm getting canceled, I'm a Christian now and I'm better than all of you, and I'm right wing,
so
I'm
grift
better
to the next terrain.
Yeah.
And you pose as something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's, so you're grifting,
yeah,
to a different thing and be, mm-hmm, like, hey, I'm a priest now.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
And I'm a good person now.
Yes, yes.
So that fool did that?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's crazy, like, because now I'm like, I was off of dating for a little while because,
yeah,
what the fuck was that? And then another, like, and then, like, I take some time off dating and then this fucking other Korean guy comes along and now.
Well, you need to stay away from the Koreans.
I know, right? Okay. Like, I know. I can't get. Look, there's three of you. There's two of you in here.
No,
God damn.
She's Latina. No, we have two. You're two Koreans.
Yeah.
One Latina.
There you go.
And the, yeah. But there's other options.
Your dogs are probably Korean too.
No, no, they're not. They're not Korean.
Come here, Momoyi. Come here.
No, he could be. He could be from Korea. He looks like he might be from Korea.
Right.
But you're not into the white boys.
I dated one white guy. He was really nice. But it's like, I can't be teaching you Asian culture. You know, like, it's like, oh, you don't have that in common with me. And I'm like,
what about a nice Filipino boy?
I've dated a Filipino before. I love
or
them.
Man. Or, you know, a guy from Thailand or, you know.
Filipino. Yeah, I used to date a Filipino guy. He's the sweetest thing in the world. But we were too young to make anything out of it. Taiwanese guys are terrible with money. Vietnamese guys cheat.
And then you don't want to date a gangster ass Asian dude.
Because, I can't. That's my dad.
Because you'll end up at the casino. Getting money out of your account.
Yeah.
You know, so they could gamble and,
yeah,
and do, you
and
know,
like, just like fucking
criminal,
like,
activities.
I don't want to come home to this every fucking day, you know? Like, damn. You know?
Dude, I was scared. I was live streaming and I don't know if they were trolling me, but this dude's like, hey, the Asian boys want you, Stevie. And then I like looked at it and I like looked away. Like, what the hell is going on? What are you gonna get out of me? I'm like, I live in a studio, I got a dog, I make, you know, pasta, I got nothing for you.
You're
guys.
You're tattooed and Asian. Look, slim pickings.
Yeah,
you know?
But we have I to have. Yeah, these are animals. I have animals.
Dragons.
A bat.
Koi fish.
A chihuahua.
No, like it counts.
No, but
fuck.
Dude, see, what's an Asian gangster would have it around the neck, huh? Like a,
true.
Like right
true.
Here.
True. Don't you have something on your eye right there?
No, this is my makeup.
If you blink, like, oh, it's makeup.
No, people think it's a tattoo, but I do. You know how girls do?
Oh, cute nail decal stuff.
But I put it up.
Oh,
so
I
this
love
is
that.
My form of, cause you got, you know how y'all paint your nails.
Yeah.
This is my version of doing it.
See, I
like,
remember.
A hetero Korean guy.
Yeah.
So I do this, you get these at Walmart and people think cause they, but I could change it. They,
see,
they wash
I
off.
Came in here see, and I was like, he didn't have that before. I'm like, did he catch
no,
a body?
Yeah.
Like day, since I saw him.
But each day is a different one. Yeah. You get these at Walmart. Yeah. These are, yeah. You just put water, you know, it's like my form of. Male makeup.
He's a Sally's Beauty gangster, dude.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Where you don't have to fully commit to it. Because a face tattoo is different.
Mm-hmm.
That's different, right?
Yeah.
Once you get here, you know, that's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Any other tattoo, you're fine.
Yeah.
Once you go here, gangster.
Yeah.
So
100%.
I just want to do, it's just my, you know, it's like Halloween here and there.
Yeah.
It's fun for me.
And
but let's go back to this guy.
Yeah. Which one?
I don't know. So... There was another Korean boy?
Too? Well, now I'm dating a Korean guy for the last 3.5 years. I didn't know you guys can actually be nice.
Does he at least treat you good?
Yes.
Good.
Like the sweetest man in the world.
You know what, dude? Good for you.
Yeah.
You've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Did you at least let that other piece of crap know what
Reed Choi?
Was he what?
Reed Choi? That's his name.
He's a Choi?
Yeah, he's a Choi.
Choice. It's always the fucking choice,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're right. It's you're goddamn right. It was a choice.
Yeah.
What's up with the choice? They always do something happens with them.
Right.
They cross the line every freaking time a Choi boy does it. Okay.
I don't know.
I've been through my own trauma.
Which choice?
With my cousin who was a Choi.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is the right platform.
Yeah.
Maybe off camera, I'll let y'all know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I went through. Okay. But he was a Choi.
Yeah. See, I don't know. But it's like, this happened like 4 years ago. And then some people are like, why are you still talking? I'm like, the day I take my foot off his neck is the day I would be dead. Because he's still out there doing crazy shit.
You need to meet a well-mannered, Holland,
so mine is
blonde, blue-eyed, cutie badooty boy.
No, I have
that'll take you to Europe, and you know, no.
Yeah, I have a Han now.
Okay, he's what's his last
Han?
Okay, that's good.
Shout out to my
Han.
Yeah. Shout out to my baby Josh Han.
Park Han, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay, An's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yoon's good.
Mm-hmm.
Kim's are good too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But the choice. Stay away from the choice. Stay away from the freaking choice,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
So shame on you. Have more communication and transparency. So the grifting. Stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Because people see through that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
100%. But now I have a sweet Han, and it's okay.
So does your current Han know about the Choi boy?
Oh yeah.
What does he think?
He's very supportive with like me continually just like punching this guy in the face. He's mm-hmm. like he's down for it. And then he's like, I hope I never see this guy in public. And all my friends in K-Town are like, this guy better not show up in public ever.
Be honest though. Do you fantasize about about Han confronting the Choi?
No, not at all.
You haven't thought that through, like, I wish we were at a bar or a place where see this fool slipping.
It would be pretty sick because my boyfriend fights and it's really hot.
He fights?
He's like a black belt in karate.
Take it easy.
And like Muay Thai,
right? we didn't mean
But here's the thing. But he's like the night.
Think about the last time you had to cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
He's his most soft-spoken, kind man ever.
Really?
Ever. Like, you would never expect it from him, but he's...
You would be crazy if, like, later down the line, he starts grifting.
Oh, my God.
And then you're like, I thought he was the good one.
That's the day that I would become...
And he starts grifting, like, oh, I joined, you know, and then, well, but yeah. It's not churches, like, an MMA gym.
Yeah.
But then he meets, like, female fighters and starts flirting. I'm sorry, that will never happen. I don't know why I even said that.
If you guys ever catch me online suddenly just spewing out a bunch of Korean slurs, that's how you know what happened. All right? So if I suddenly just like all the slurs of Korean people, then you'll know, okay, yeah, Gina and her man broke.
Are they, why Korean though? Is it, well, the food must be, I mean, like, that's a bonus.
I don't seek them out. It just
they
happens.
They seek you out?
I guess so. I'm like 21 in Blackpink. Like, they just come running to me, man. You know?
Speaking of running to you, when I went to meet you out there, the way my neighbor surrounded you.
I thought they were your bodyguards.
I mean, dude. Give her some breathing
room,
guys.
They were sweet.
Holy.
They were so helpful.
I love you guys, but dude, give her some room.
No, I love them.
Because it was almost like I was like interrupting. I don't know what you guys were talking. I'm like, it's my guest, dude. And he's like, no, we'll make sure she gets there, Steve.
Yeah.
We'll make
and
sure.
Then he remembered
hey,
me.
Steve, we'll make sure she gets there. I'm just like, dude, we're waiting for your ass. And I'm like, no, but that's the whole thing. It's because I had to let her know, give her some added notes, like the thumbnail. But then I'm like, dude, I'm sure dudes get territorial over you, huh?
Yeah, kind of.
Huh?
Like
you are, huh? Aren't you?
What I like posted her to my story, and people were like, "Oh my god, her! She's like the OG." I don't have much else to say. Gina is just original.
Just repeat what you just said.
Gina is the original like gamer girl, right? And then like I posted her to my story, and they're like, "Oh my god, like this is insane. We love Gina." Like it was like overwhelming.
Aww.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah,
I
you're the OG.
Them.
Yeah,
I love them.
Yeah,
you're the best. It's funny when people say like I'm the OG because then I'll have fans come up to me like, Gina, I've been watching you since I was 12. I'm 42 with three mortgages now and
my.
Like a divorce.
So you've been around that, dude. You've been around. Like,
yeah.
You've been OG on the. Weren't you the first like Twitch and all that?
No. I would be a lot richer if I was. But I started in social media and YouTube and stuff in like 2010 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've been around for a long time, and it's crazy seeing how everything has shifted in this whole business. But yeah, I have kids come up to me like, I went to your first meet and greet and I was crying, and now I'm divorced, and I'm like, damn, I'm so sorry.
Time flies.
Time flies, dude.
Have you all noticed, is it just me, or is like, has time just sped up the last?
Since COVID.
Yeah,
since the pandemic.
I think something happened.
I think so too.
Like, is it just me? Something just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Like
I went to Thanksgiving and I saw my cousin. Like, hey, so how's school? He's like, I'm 29.
What?
Who the fuck is this man in my house? Who the fuck? What do you mean?
Wait, say that again. I completely blacked out. Say that again.
I had, like, during Thanksgiving, I asked my cousin, like, hey, how's school? Like, are you graduating soon? He's like, I'm 29.
It flew by
the
like
fuck?
That.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's weird.
It flies by, but then I feel like I'm just at a, like a frozen caption. Mm-hmm. I'm just like frozen, Groundhog Day. But then, oh, it's like 2025?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I was telling my sister here that, have you had sleep paralysis? Like, sleep paralysis?
I had it once and it got real weird.
Like, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell your story.
So I had sleep paralysis once, and it was at when I was visiting family. And I thought, so I opened my eyes. I couldn't move my body. And I thought I saw, like, I don't know, like a dark shadowy figure run to the end of the bed.
Did it have a hat?
No, I couldn't see it, but I just felt like there was maybe a presence. So my first thought.
It was a shadow, though. It was a shadow.
So my first thought was, like, I kept on telling myself to move my hands, because my first thought to do or thing to do in my head was to start masturbating furiously.
Well, take it easy. What? See, I mean.
Because I figured if you want to.
Caught me off guard with that.
Listen, I figured.
Jeez,
in my brain ball, I thought, if you want to do this, I'll make this uncomfortable for fucking everyone in here, bitch. You're going to watch me.
So. So was it a real shadow person?
I don't know, because I couldn't turn to look that way, but I just kept on telling my hand to move and get in my pants so I can make them uncomfortable.
Oh, jeez.
Because in my head, I'm thinking that they would be like, what the fuck is this? And then just leave and I can move again. But unfortunately, I couldn't move my hand.
So was it an evil or good entity?
I was thinking it was like some sort of like evil entity. Now, in hindsight, I'm like, maybe they would have liked that and be like, this bitch is crazy and I would love her in my gang, you know? But I don't know.
Because I was telling my intern, my sister here, that I got attacked the other night by a demon that posed as my mom.
Oh.
With black eyes.
That's like, just PTSD, bitch.
Like Ringo, like, like The Grudge.
Yeah.
The pearly black, vampire fangs. And I tried to defend myself, and she was like, she was bum rushing me.
Jeez.
And then I told her I lost another tooth. One closer to my molar, like I lost it too. I don't know what happened.
What?
Yeah.
Did you swallow it?
There's three. It's like Skid Row, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Skid Row with the teeth here. And, you know, you could tell. I'm like, I used to have a tooth there.
Yeah.
I tasted the blood, the whole shit. So, I
think you swallowed your tooth.
That's what you said too.
Right.
So, so I think, so before Kid David gets here, I mean, next week, if I can't make it to the Sage store, can you bring, write this down, write it down for real, write it down. I need to sage this place again.
Yeah.
Cause that was, it was like, a skinwalker shape shifting demon. And it looked like my mom fought like when she was in her 30s or 40s, young, with like a demon, but it was my mom's face.
Slay.
You know what I mean? And in Hanguk, the Koreans, exactly. The Koreans have ghost stories for days. My mom could talk your ear off where she goes, when I was Chaganoma, she had a younger sister in Korea that got run over by an army truck.
Uh-huh.
The prettiest one. So she had two other older sisters, you know, she's the middle.
Mm-hmm.
She had a younger sister, but the younger sister, army truck ran over her in Hanguk.
Oh my God.
And I go, okay. She said she had a dream in the graveyard. Onni, idi wa, onni. That means sister, come here.
Whoa.
So the sister was calling, onni, idi wa, you know, like, come here. And my mom said she felt like if she were to go, she would have maybe not made it back, you know? Koreans have these really scary, scary stories. Even like, remember like their little shitters, like the outhouse? Like there are stories in Korea, like the fucking hole, the sheds, the shitholes.
Oh.
Where this is true, right? And right, back me up on this.
Yes. Sari's Korean, by the way.
So she's Korean.
Yeah.
You know, she's backing it up. People fall through the dong holes.
How big are these holes?
And they drowned, okay?
And yo, if I drowned and shit and died, I'd haunt you guys too. Fuck you. What the fuck?
So there's real stories of their ghosts, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That they've died in there. Yeah. Am I lying?
No, you're not lying. That would be me. Light a match. It smells.
Would you save your boyfriend if he fell in there?
Absolutely. 100%.
But if... Really?
Yeah.
That's
absolutely.
That's,
I love this man.
Respect.
Yeah.
So what are some of the nice things that he does for? Because there may be a lot of single, like most of my viewers are, I'm guessing, single males. So if you could give him a little word of advice.
Oh, dude.
As far as how to do the dates.
Yeah.
Where to take your dates.
Yeah. If your viewers are those kinds of people, I'm going to tell you right now, I mean, I look like a Stacy that dates only Chads. And like, I meet them at the gym or whatever. We met playing Apex Legends online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So that's innocent.
Yeah. Through friends.
So through gaming?
Yeah. Yeah.
Through gaming?
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
And so he's a gamer.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's also ridiculously good looking, so he has, yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't hurt because I'm sure there's a lot of gamers that aren't ridiculously good looking. Yeah.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Like,
so if you're not a ridiculously good looking gamer, do you just game?
That's not
to
true.
Get a date?
So here's the thing. Like I people are like, oh, you have to look good or whatever. I'm like, no, you just have to try. Like, try. You know? Fucking.
Yo, that's some real ass advice.
Yeah.
Whatever you said. Cause my homeboy in high school, shout out to the relayer, my boy Sean.
Uh-huh.
He was dating girls like you, mm-hmm. you know, every week. The tall one, you know. Filipina, half Japanese, half whatever. I go, and I was doing church camp.
Yeah.
This is how I was doing the fake grifting, because I was really, I really got indoctrinated into the campus crusade for Christ. But I asked him, I go, hey dude, like, what's your secret? How are you doing it? He goes, you gotta try.
You gotta try, and like,
and
not
go,
just
oh,
try, like,
okay, and that's you know,
yeah.
So fellas, you can't just be on COD all day. At least try on Xbox chat.
Well, not just like try to talk to women, but try to keep up with your your looks and your hygiene and everything. You can't sit
there. Does that really matter?
Dog, like, I'm not going to talk to you if you got 3 inches of tooth butter on your teeth, all right? Like,
that's a real thing.
Yo, yeah. Like, brush your teeth. Like, find a good hairstyle.
So females notice the tooth. I need to write that down.
Yeah, dude.
Can you write down tooth butter, please? That's too good. Oh my God, you are OG.
Dude, like,
so you could smell that, huh?
Yeah. And get a good haircut, because like haircuts for men are like makeup for women. Like, a haircut can save your life.
Not all women like the fading.
No, it doesn't have to be the fading. You go to a good barber and he'll know exactly what you need. Like, have you seen those TikTok barbers who like save these boys' lives, dude? Like, you go from like, you look like a guy that looks like a walking manifesto to like fucking model.
Really?
Yeah, because the hair is so good. Yeah, dude, a haircut.
Really?
Is so, yeah, see, the three ladies in here, they know.
Hey guys, I'm outnumbered. I'm out. I mean, I have the dog. No, we're even because of the dogs, but there's three females in here, so that does matter.
Yes.
How mm-hmm. often do they need a shower?
I mean, you can do like, you can skip a day if you didn't go outside. If you didn't go outside, you can skip that day, whatever, you know? But like, get a good haircut, have some good hygiene, get some good clothes so you don't look like you're a fucking duffel bag walking around, you know? Like,
and then
try.
The funk is real as far as the smell.
My rule is, if you can smell yourself a little bit, then other people can smell you a lot. And like, don't just spray Axe on your like on your armpits.
So
after
guys,
4 days.
You really have to use soap and water.
Yeah,
like, you
I'm sorry.
You can't like, you can't half-ass it with Axe body spray or cologne. Mm-hmm. That's even worse if they try to mask it with cologne.
Because now you just
cowboy
smell like
cologne.
Yeah, now you just smell like armpit and oud wood.
But aren't there some I mean, I'm playing devil's advocate here. Aren't there certain females that are like, I like that. That's natural. I like the natural man with some rough
I find
on the edges.
That only when I'm like madly in love with a man. Then I'm like, give me all your funk. Yeah. You can't just walk out there and just funk everyone.
And that's a pheromone thing. That's like a real connection. That's a pheromone thing, right? Like really being connected to the person.
Yeah.
So... What if they're wearing too much, so they have the deodorant, cologne, and body? It could be too much, too, right? Like, whether
it
too
could
clean?
Be.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, not too clean, too, but then, like if you're... Like,
shower
if you're,
clean.
No, because
mm-hmm.
if you're doing it like a high school boy that just got out of gym class and you put, like, half a bottle of Axe body on you, that's a problem. You know, like you can't drown yourself in it because it's not because you smell too clean. It's because now you're giving me a fucking headache. Like, I feel like I'm in a Tesla Uber right now. Get the hell away from me.
Well, okay, let me give you a scenario. What if it's pristine on the outside, good smell, you can tell you showered, but it's swamp balls on down there?
No. The girls just went, ew. Like, no.
No, I'm just, dude. I'm playing devil's advocate.
No.
No, I'm just...
He's writing off his own checklist.
She's regretting that she even came. She's like, I was on board with him up until this point when Stevie said swamp balls. But for real.
That's like chasing like the end of the rainbow for a pot of gold, and then you come over there and it's just a pile of shit. Like, dude, if I'm so close to your balls, that means we're about to get down.
So you
and now
have
you stink.
To wash everything.
Everything, Stevie.
Okay, let me get... this is my last scenario.
We're going to raise
what
your children
it was,
right.
It's not swamp balls, but you notice like a certain cheesy funk in the ass crack.
Nope, I'm not doing it.
But they're like, oh, I got some baby... Like, I'll
nope.
fix that.
Nope.
So guys, make sure you soap it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, I... When I stayed, I used to like when I was dating.
What are you laughing?
If I'm staying over at your house and like I know that we're about to get down and we've been out all day and I can't take a shower, and I go, I'm like, hey, I gotta go to the bathroom really quick, you know, I gotta freshen up, and I come back to your room, and if you're going down on me and my panocha tastes like your hand soap, mind your fucking business, mind your fucking business. That was the only soap I can find. Besides
oh,
your
no.
14-in-1 Head and Shoulders,
I
okay?
I think we're going against the TOS at this point. No, you disclosed too much right there. When your homegirl said facts. When your homegirl said off camera. When your homegirl's like, facts. That's when I'm like, you got to timestamp that. Because I've been struck before. Let's keep it PG.
We can just
so but that's real.
Blank out that
but
word.
That's real.
Yeah.
Whatever you're saying is real advice. So guys, really take heed and listen to the females here tonight. You have to really, you can't half step your hygiene as far as really soap, hot water, butt crack, gonads, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
You wash it all. Deodorant too.
Deodorant too. Yeah. And like, I don't want to hear, oh, it's because I'm 5'5". Dog, my friend Tim
He's he's been here.
Yeah, he's like 5'6". He's got a tall baddie. He's married with two kids.
Beautiful kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Now, can you give a little bit of encouragement to my short kings out there?
Dude, be sweet and be funny. Listen, like I said, Tim, 5'6". His girl's taller than him. It comes down to, like, take care of yourself. Have a great personality. You know, make a girl laugh, make her feel loved, and like be sweet to her, and you're gonna be fine, dude. A lot of these people, when they're like, "Oh, I don't get any," blah blah, you're holding yourself back, and you're hiding under the guise of like, "Well, it's because there's something so terribly wrong with me." To fucking work on it, dude.
You have to try, dude. That's the main thing. You have to try, guys. Mm-hmm. You have to try, because if you don't try, guess what? It only exists in your mind.
Yeah.
And that could be a mental torment. Mm-hmm. If it only exists in your mind and you're not going and at least striking out.
Yeah.
You can't be afraid to strike out. Exactly. You're going to strike out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, is bad breath a thing?
Yes.
So that could be a deal breaker.
Yes.
So, how am I going to word this?
Lick the back of your hand, let it dry, and then smell it, and that's how you know if your breath smells good or not.
I mean, I'll fail every time.
That's crazy. Yeah. See, I carry Altoids with me all the time. I have it in my bag, too.
This might help this could help temporarily at least get this on your tooth enamel. What'd you say? The tooth gunk? What'd you say?
The tooth butter?
The tooth butter. Yeah. This might... You gotta.
That won't help.
You have to floss.
You have to floss.
Can you mention? Tell my audience.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen at home.
Tell them about the flossing.
I hate flossing too, but what worked for me was those little toothpick floss things, the little sticks, and I have them with me all the time because they're so quick and they're so fast. Makes a huge difference. I hate that it makes a huge difference because it's shit that you don't want to do, but it works. It works.
Dude, time already went by. This flew by quick.
Is it over already?
Yeah, we just. Is it at least 45-50, huh?
What?
You know what? This would be a good time. Let's
think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Give your guys' social media, and I'll hand the mic over, and then you guys, and then you shout out when your stream schedule, whatever you want to promote.
Yeah.
And then you could sit right, if you could go right here, and she could.
Yeah. We're going to sit together?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone, this is my friend.
Hi.
So, you guys both maybe shout out your social medias and whatever you want to do right now.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Chief Queef.
안녕하세요.
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 I'm Chief Queef. I'm Sari Jane on TikTok and Instagram, everywhere else, on Twitch. That's it.
And say no to mean boys. Look how pretty she is. She's tatted up. Oh, she's got a bunch of tattoos. She's from the East Coast. She's funny. She got cats.
Oh, please stop it.
The most important thing is she's funny.
Oh, okay. So we can't talk about your dating story, right?
Well, I can like...
Or round two or something. Like,
I didn't want to put you on the spot.
Well, I can, because like Gina talked about stuff in the beginning, and the reason why she popped up in my head is because she had been so vocal about the stuff happening with Reed, and I just had enough.
Who's Reed?
The grifter.
Oh yeah, Reed Choi.
Yeah, the grifter. So when I had a bad experience with this date, by the way,
give us the cliff notes real quick. Just a quick synopsis of your experience.
Flew out, met this guy.
You flew out for him.
I didn't fly out for him. This is too much tea now. I already said too much.
whatever you wanna discuss.
Well, I flew out. He was a big reason why I flew out. Okay, showed up. This is why your height doesn't matter. Okay, because when I showed up, he was shorter than I thought, but I liked him anyways. Okay.
How short was he? Like, was he shorter than me?
He was like eye level with me.
Continue.
Yeah. And then, you know, things just didn't go the way that, it was supposed to. I'm not going to go into that part, but, you know, Gina was the first person that popped in my head, and I was like, I need to be rescued. And I called her, and then she was just so like, I completely understand. And she took me under her wing, and we had an amazing time. She really turned the night around for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a good friend.
She's an amazing friend. She's an amazing person, actually.
Can I talk?
Yes.
Shame on you, bro, for doing that to, you know.
No, don't do that. I don't want.
No. Shame on you.
Shame.
Go ahead, go ahead. Plug
shame.
Your stuff.
Shame. Boo that guy. Boo. Wendy Testenberger. Boo. Hi. I am Gina Darling. You guys can find me everywhere at Miss Gina Darling. That's M-I-S-S Gina, G-I-N-A, Darling. I stream on Twitch with the same username, and all my usernames are the same, but come and hang out with me on Twitch. I'm there pretty often. I talk to people. We play games together.
Can you plug it?
Yeah, twitch.tv/MissGinaDarling. And I, you know, if you guys want dating advice, come through to the stream. I'll give you guys advice on anything, you know, like come hang out. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel good about this episode?
I do.
Did we break TOS or no?
Nah.
You sure?
Yes. I'm like super paranoid about it.
I am too. But this is the thing, because they are getting stricter, and I don't think we said anything that
we can bleep it out, right?
I do edit, but not heavy editing. If there's a timestamp that you probably thought, I don't think we crossed the line.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah.
At all on
yeah.
certain topics.
Yeah. And maybe like the
unless
only
you
thing
want me to bleep out the Choi.
Oh no.
Okay,
put that
well
in
anyhow.
Big letters.
All right,
every
so the Choi we'll keep that in.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. I live stream every Thursdays and Sundays, 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. We do watch alongs. It's fun. And then Kid David will be here next week. Second B-Boy. So that'll be a fun one as well. Subscribe today. Thanks for tuning in. And that was pretty smooth, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you guys subscribe, every person that subscribes,
yeah.
When you subscribe, your wiener or your teta grow by 1 inch cup. Cup inch anger.
Yeah.
Love you.
Bye.
Be nice to each other. Be good.
I'll drink my last year cold and then I'm heading to the vault. My car is on the asphalt. It wasn't on my fault.
This recording here. Yo, shout out my boy Kwangu.
Walking like a badger and my stature is so short. The camera tends to capture tiny ball on tennis court. These words sting. Don't leave these songs astray. Even when we passed away, the music passed away. We gotta make a move, my little dude. Fetch your suit. Don't wanna be removed by a scud, that's a cue.
Little Ray here, just wanna give a shout out to my main man, Stevie Bibby, aka Kwangu.
The fish that grew feet, wanted to be a part of me. Gave up their physical to chill amongst the richest feet. Man, I had my fill, I seen the damage and catch rat. Dreamt of looping beats, but all I had was a cassette.
I'm a noble hop, I rock. I'm a noble hop, I rock.
Check it.
I'm a noble hop, I rock. I'm a noble hop, I rock.
I'm a noble hop, I rock, don't stop.
Get into the essence, herbal blessings, yo. I'm committed, lit it, hit it, now I gotta catch a buzz. Jimbo Jones, just in case.
awesome. As I sit and reminisce upon the moment when we first kissed, how time must have been pissed, because when met our lips, time didn't exist. It simply had no chance to spoil the moment in which with you I was entranced. And
I wanna create magic in a world filled with plastic, never crossing over in the musical type traffic. I need to build my assets, the ashes get flicked. Yo, the masses are sick, never tipping with my wit. Fields crossing oceans, I transmit my Sanskrit. Feel my avalanches, I bear my verbal fruit, cause the tree has many branches.
Noble is our stance, it's our way that we walk, stone to the bone. Slurred by the liquor when we talk, stalk the beaches like a hunter. Want cheese just like Munster, kick it like a Tribe Quest or an NFL punter. Wonder like Stevie, wanderer, best believe me.
Please remove this boulder, got a chip on my shoulder, time ticks, getting older. A broken hearted artist waiting for my crop to harvest. Need to change my focal point and hit them goals right on the target. This arrow cupid acted stupid over brakes, determined to go on to see the sun inside the gates. I'm running to escape.
The motherfuckers don't know no better because they suckers. Trying to mess with the noble hops, get your head chopped by the second. Niggas didn't know the way I wreck it, check it. Better best protected. Motherfuckers try to step, but yo, they've been deflected with my strike, my spoils. Niggas get blood from they nose, your foes. Try to step to this, but you just chose the last step.
Yo, I came to catch back.
I'm sure there are a lot of you who believe that there's a way to save this world. Is that right? Amen?
That's
amen.
Right.
Yeah. We don't have to be running around hating each other.
Hiding in the crevices, in the coral premises, in my Neverland like Peter Pan, checking messages.
I feel like a king.
It's the way that you grow when you let them go. On the edge of plateaus when they push you, fall so low. Oh, oh, oh. I'm a silhouette that you'll forget, a shadow in the dark. I'm a millisecond part of deck that shuffle with the cards. I'm a vortice to heart like a monk upon the ledge, and I'm trying to do my part before departing from the edge. A shark is at a park, is there remarks about my art aware? Anything we say or do will be demolished like a chair. Tear them down and wear black turns to gray, another hair changes shade to rainy clouds. I'm proud of what you did, allowed me to fly an eagle away from nest. You're done. I heard my cattle cry, so I woke up in the zoo. Walked out into the herd and they mutilated too, with laser top precision, with diamond drop of blood. So I grab my Colt revolver, I'ma holler up a... A machine elf is talking about the details in a fractal landscape, tempting me to mandate. If I choose to do that, it can be a band-aid. Lying in my comb and I'm an old man, cold like a snowman. No man can withstand the fleeting of time on this land. Try cheating on the clock if you can't disband. I know, I'll hit you with my flow, just to let you know. Hate my man, go stay cold like a crow.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.